Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good evening once again, everyone, from San Juan College and the 2023 Luminaria Display. I'm Scott Micklin, and this is KSJE On the Road. We're glad that you are joining us for our second broadcast of the evening. We'll be joining you each hour to give you some of the sights and sounds of this year's Luminaria Display, with a special vantage point, of course, from our friends at San Juan College Media Services, who are flying our drone above the campus to give you a unique view of the luminarias this year. So sit back and enjoy. And we'll talk to some of the folks who are visiting the Luminaria Display and show you more sights and sounds right here on KSJE On the Road.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
KSJE On the Road is supported by the San Juan County Communications Authority, providing essential communications and information to first responders throughout San Juan County. Is a 911 telecommunicator career right for you? Find out more at 911savealife.com.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
And we're back with our drone coverage and our other coverage of the San Juan College Luminaria Display. You can see some of the designs that have been placed around the grounds of San Juan College, and of course the line of cars that continue to stream through the display will be open, of course, until midnight tonight to come and drive through or walk through the campus and enjoy the Luminaria Display. It's been set up today and yesterday, lots and lots of hours, lots of volunteers to make this all possible. There's a display in front of the Henderson Fine Arts Center. You can see the Coloris group making their Christmas tree, Tibbetts, and a Let It Snow message in our Luminaria Display. I'm not here alone, of course. We've got San Juan College Media Services, and we've also got KSJE's Megan Cullop and Scott Duran, who are out and about talking to folks who are enjoying the luminarias. So let's hear from some of the folks that they have been able to catch up with during tonight's Luminaria Display.
Joining me here is Dr. Tony Pendergrass, president of San Juan College. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you, Megan?
I'm doing well, thank you. So what is your favorite part of tonight?
It's just that the entire community comes out to support the luminarias and to see them. It's our 45th year, so we're really excited about that. And they have set out a total, or placed 27,000 luminarias for this event.
That's incredible. So I have a question. We're wrapping up another semester at San Juan College. What was one big win from this past semester for you?
One of the things that I'm probably the most proud of is we participated in a survey. We usually do it every 3 or 4 years. And the last time our students took it, 95% of them would recommend San Juan College to a friend or family member. Well, we administered it again this last spring in 2023, and 98% of the students that were surveyed indicated that they would recommend San Juan College to a friend or family member.
That's a big deal. Congratulations on that. I'm sure you're very proud to be part of San Juan College.
Oh, definitely. I'm blessed.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Thanks, Megan.
Now we have Ed back here. Hi, Ed.
I'm the other Ed.
I know, the other Ed. So this Ed, what do you do for San Juan College?
I'm Dean of School of Humanities.
Very nice. So what is your favorite part of the Luminaria?
Oh, just seeing all the lights. This is spectacular. I've seen these in Santa Fe before, but it doesn't compare to anything compared to this show.
So really?
Wonderful. Yes.
So we are greater than Santa Fe's display?
Yes.
That's excellent.
Yes.
So what about your big win over at Humanities? What did you guys do this year?
Well, the biggest win we're seeing are the increased attendance at our art shows, professional artists in the area, and our student art shows. And that's, you know, credit to Don Ellis and his team, as well as Julie and Margaret that run those events. And we're seeing outstanding attendance at our music programs, too, concerts. We've had one last Friday, and we're having one coming up next Friday on the 8th. Invite everybody out, but Dr. Fez has done a great job of promoting the programs and getting people out. And we've, of course, got student performers in those shows. And so it's really good to see people coming out and attending those events. We really appreciate it.
Great. So that concert is next Friday, December 8th. At what time and where?
It's 7 o'clock in the Henderson Fine Arts area. It's free to students and discounts for others. So please come out and support us. We'd appreciate it.
Great. I'll be there. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Good evening. So now we have Brandon. Brandon, what do you do for San Juan College?
I'm the vice president for learning and brand new to the institution. So thanks for having me.
Thank you. So what's your favorite part tonight? So if you're brand new, is this your first night?
First time. This is my first show, of Luminario show, and I am super excited. So I don't know what my favorite part of it is yet, but I'm super excited to see it all.
To see it all, yeah. What about your big win, Brandon, from this past semester?
Well, it's my understanding that this is the largest Luminario show in the state of New Mexico. So that's one big win.
That's
and I would say, you know, from my experiences here, I'm really proud of the fact that we have an upcoming accreditation review. And I'm very proud of the fact that we are very organized and we have a great team of folks that have helped work very hard to make sure that we're in good shape for our upcoming review. So that's a big win.
That's a huge win. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Brandon. Enjoy your night.
All right. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yeah.
Megan, thank you very much. Megan Cullip, of course, talking to some of the folks who are enjoying the San Juan College Luminaria display. She's been wandering around, and she may be talking to you if you are here on campus, either in a car or walking through the Luminaria display. Let's hear from some other folks who are enjoying the display this year.
Joining me here is Carrie Lingoni-Carpenter. Did I say it right?
You sure did.
Oh, awesome. Vice President of Human Resources and Legal. So, Carrie, I see you here every year. What's your favorite part of the Luminarias?
I just love the peacefulness of it, how everyone comes out from the community. It's a great time of year to get together, kick off the holiday season, and it's just so beautiful and peaceful and magnificent. I'm really proud of this event that we put on.
Yeah, do you know how much manpower this takes? Do you have like a number?
It's
gotta be a lot.
It's a lot. We have hundreds of volunteers, though, that come to the college campus and help make this event happen.
Great. Well, I hope you enjoy your evening, and thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Enjoy yourselves, everyone.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Dr. Lingoni-Carpenter. And just some more of the folks are out enjoying.
Joining me here is Carrie.
The Luminarias here at San Juan College. And let's hear from some other folks that Megan has caught up with this evening.
Joining me now we have a lot of people joining me. So, name?
Chad Esselman.
Valerie Esselman.
Melinda Esselman.
Jordan Esselman.
Mark Esselman. Brandon Esselman.
All right, the Esselmans. Great. So, Esselmans, how many years have you been out to the Luminarias?
All my life, 45 years.
So you were here at the first one, because we're at our year 45.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I think you guys deserve like a plaque or something. So what's your favorite part of the Luminarias?
Just coming, driving through and going through them each year.
Going through them? What about you?
Well, the site is just spectacular, I have to say. Just the luminarias and the, you know, getting together with family and hanging out with family. And it sets off the holiday season.
That's right.
Yeah.
What about you, ladies?
I like how majestic they are.
Yeah.
This majestic. Is my first year, so I'm excited to go through and see them.
It's going to be great.
Dr. Pendergrass said there were 27,000 bags out there. So what about you, sir? What's your favorite part of the night?
Just being in amongst, get in the very middle of them and just have them all around you. It's a fun feeling.
Yeah.
Same thing. Just being amongst them all and just the glow and the, you know, the kind of the start of the holiday season.
Excellent. Well, Esselmans, thank you so much and enjoy your night.
Happy holidays
to you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Esselmans. And, some more folks who are enjoying the San Juan College luminarias this evening. And Megan is not done yet. She is really talking to a lot of folks who are here enjoying the luminarias either by car or on foot.
Joining me here is Juan. Juan, how you doing?
I'm doing good tonight.
Good. How many years have you been helping with luminarias?
Oh, geez, since my kids were at the CFDC, so probably looking at about 13 years now.
13 years, and you're out here. We stopped you because you're lighting bags individually by hand.
I am. So this is a community effort, and it takes a lot of people to light 27,000 bags, and I'm just trying to do my part.
Yeah, well, it looks beautiful, Juan. I see your row right here. you're doing a good job. Thank you so much for making this a special night for our community.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you.
Very good, Megan. Thank you very much. And let's hear from one more group of folks this evening.
Joining me now, I have Kinsey and Ryan. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm doing good.
Excellent. So how many years have you been out to the luminarias?
This is actually our first year, but we're both alumni from here. So, yeah.
Oh, great. So first year as well, Ryan?
Yep.
First year. So what do you love so far about it?
Just how many there are and, like, covering the whole campus. I was in the nursing program, so I never got to kind of explore this side of the campus. So it's nice to walk around and see all the buildings.
They keep the nurses over there, right? Keep you locked up over there away. Well, congratulations on finishing the nursing program.
Thank you.
Yeah. And what is one of your hopes going into the new year?
I'm starting a new job, so hopefully having better security and, you know, finding better peace within myself and my life.
Great. What about you, Ryan?
Honestly, probably the better security thing is a big thing, and
Great. Well, congrats on the new job.
Thank you.
And you guys enjoy your evening. Have fun out here.
Thanks. Thank you.
Megan, thank you very, very much. Megan Cullup and Scott Duran out talking to folks who are here visiting the luminaria display here at San Juan College. And we're going to close this segment with some more of our drone footage as you enjoy some wonderful holiday music from us all at KSJE. And, of course, if you're coming to drive through, we invite you to tune in to 90.9 FM KSJE and listen to a special curated medley of music that we have selected for tonight's luminaria display. So enjoy and enjoy the pictures. And we'll be back at 8:30 with more from the San Juan College Luminaria Display 2023. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.